Thank you all so much for coming. This has just been such a fantastic event. I do feel that it's maybe our best conference yet. I think that's exciting, and I'm very grateful to all of you for being here. I'm grateful to St. George's for letting us be here. I'm extremely grateful to Mark Galley for coming to speak, and I'm sort of grateful to be alive. Before I launch into what I have to say, I wanted to say, just to give you a quick update on Mockingbird. Many of you know that if you'd been inside my head last year at this conference, what you would have heard me thinking is like, gee, this is sort of a nice funeral. This is a great ending to Mockingbird, because we just have nowhere to go from here. We have no money, and we have no desire, and all this sort of thing is sort of like, this has been great, thank you, God. Now please deliver us from Mockingbird. But what happened was 2010 ended up being a year of rebirth. I didn't see it coming. I'm extremely grateful for it. I think that none of us like to see our theology borne out in real life. The theology of the cross is painful. It stinks. It's you want anything but feeling the pain or the death, the detachment that my father talked about. But that seems to be, that's what we went through. And so 2010 was a bit of a rebirth. And what we did is we ended up cutting our budget in half and the ministry doubled in size. And that's a cool thing to watch or to witness. And that's how I feel. I've been a part of it. I've sort of witnessed it. 2011, we've got a lot of things cooking. Obviously, I've been pretty focused on this conference, but what comes next is in 10 days, we're launching our new website, which is really exciting. It's something that has required a lot of work. When you're trying to import 2,200 blog posts and something like 12,000 comments, you know, 300 of which are, you know, 2,000 of which are from Michael Cooper, you know, you have to... Sorry, in joke. That takes a long time, but we've really been, you know, blessed with an incredible team who's worked on it, and I'm very excited about that. So keep that in mind. Also, before you leave, get a save the date. We are going to be doing another conference. We're not calling it a mini conference. We're doing another conference in the fall, Halloween weekend, which is also Reformation Day weekend. We're going to be doing that in Birmingham, Alabama. And there's save the dates out there. Paul Walker will be one of the speakers. I'll be there. Hopefully some of you will be able to join us too. We just cannot wait. So that's on the horizon. And our devotional, the Mockingbird devotional, which we've been working on for, it's become our Chinese democracy, which is Guns N' Roses reference. Turns out it takes a long time to compile and edit 365 devotions if you want to have... and have them be any good. So that is being worked on, and hopefully that'll be out by the end of the year. Aaron Zimmerman is editing it, thank God. And so pray for him. So that's going on. And, you know, I'd be irresponsible to say that we need your help. You know, we need Mockingbird's budget every year is $125,000, and we get about $100,000 of that from people like you. And it's been incredibly encouraging to see so many people support this ministry. There's a lot of young people giving $500 a month. None of them are giving $500 a month. But we need your help, and there are pledge cards outside. So if the Spirit moves you, if you're inspired to do so, please give. If you don't want to give, don't give. I don't want your I want your charity, but I don't want your begrudging charity, I guess. So I'm telling you not to give if you don't want to, but if you do want to, please do. There are plenty of other organizations doing less exciting work, and that would be much more self-aggrandizing and glamorous that need your cash less urgently. So... put that in your pipe and smoke it. The fruit's all around you.